Iran has sentenced a woman to death by stoning, and Brazil is offering her asylum. The woman at the center of the case was convicted of having had an extramarital relationship, which she denies. Her sentence of death by stoning has caused an international outcry. This is where Brazil's president enters the picture. Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is trying to use his strength and ties with Iran to push for clemency for the convicted woman. Iranian-American author and journalist Azadeh Moaveni has lived and worked in Iran and follows developments there closely. She joins us from her home in Cambridge, England. Now, Azadeh, what do you make of this latest twist in the case of Sakina Ashtiani, the 43-year-old woman who's been sentenced to death by stoning?
Well, stoning is something that has been in the Iranian penal code since 1980, since the Iranian Revolution. The cases of stoning that come up in Iran are not in the hundreds. It's something that comes up sort of a handful of times, you know, over the course of years. But it's certainly something that is hugely embarrassing for Iran on the international level. But it's been something that Iranian human rights lawyers and defenders have had a very difficult time trying to get out of the penal code, even though there is a body of opinion in Iran, even among the clergy, that this is just embarrassing to Iran and needs to be excised. So it's something that I think Iran has to contend with on a global scale and seems unprepared for the outcry that it brings up every time.
So is Brazil providing perhaps a kind of an easy way out, a way for Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to save face while keeping the law on the books?
Well, the circumstances are just so peculiar, really. I think that for Brazil to even bring it up is firstly an embarrassment for Iran. It's effectively a public chastisement from a very important ally, suggesting that this is outrageous in 2010 to have adultery penalized as a criminal offense that way. So I think that with Brazil entering the fray, it recasts the question. It's an opportunity, I think, for Brazil to show to the world that it's cooperating with Iran, but also very sensitive to the fact that Iran has such a tarnished human rights record. So for Brazil, it's a politically sort of savvy and interesting move to make. And I think it sort of moved the question away from sort of standard case of a very outrageous instance of Iranian human rights abuse to one of Iran's relations with Brazil and perhaps Brazil's desire to sort of project a more sensible image on the international stage when it comes to the support that it's thrown to Iran.
Now, you mentioned that actual cases of people being stoned for adultery are quite small. Does Iran not feel that it can pardon people who are convicted and actually let them off the hook?
Well, the problem is that the law is there. It's in the criminal code, and so it's really down to an individual judge whether he would want to call forth this punishment in a particular case. There's something of a media blackout, though, on cases of stoning, because the Iranian government has become so aware in recent years of how costly it is, really, on the international stage to have attention paid to this issue.
So do we even know how often these sentences are carried out?
No, it's only through reports from lawyers and occasionally from human rights activists inside the country that we hear word, because the media is very often banned from reporting on it. And in this recent case, until the president of Brazil made this offer, there was no reporting in the Iranian media that there was a stoning sentence in this case. So Iranians don't even really know that their government is handing out these verdicts and that there's outcry internationally, really.
Iranian-American writer Azadeh Moaveni's most recent book is Honeymoon in Tehran. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.